What's up, YouTube fam? We are live. Welcome to another episode of the Bromally Show. I'm here with no one. I'm over here with no one. It's just me, but we got a big special guest. The people they want. You guys asked for him, and we got him. It took a message. It took me messaging a friend of a friend of a friend, but we got him. Right now, Papa. Sit down. We got the MMA expert, the all-knowing UFC Hall of Famer, Michael O'Malley. Hey, Pa. Krunashi. I had to hit my boy real quick. Give me some doing wells type shit. Sit down. Enjoy yourself, fam. Got to put my new shirt on. Thank you, fam. But we're here, dude. We're here. We got JX Soto.
Hola.
The OG. OG of OG, the Maryville Stunna.
Maryville?
You're from Maryville. Shit, boy.
What's up, man? What's up?
How do
with
I
you?
Look? How do I look?
She's fire, huh?
I'm going to LA tomorrow and doing a live with Speed.
Oh, fire.
So that's why I was like, I need a TEDite type shit.
So what is doing well? I never heard you talk about it.
Doing well is unknown to the people as of now, but it's releasing in January. It is in the health and wellness space.
I thought it was a private jet company for a second.
Oh, because we put that on the jet?
Yeah.
I love AI.
That was your shit at first.
No, that's his new. Well.
He made them for me.
His new company.
New company, but that's coming in January. That's the plan. I'm putting me and Emron, but you know, Unk.
Shout out, Edible.
We're doing it together. We're not getting outside investors. We're putting our own money into this thing, which is very expensive. So we're doing it. We're doing it, chat.
But what is it? You can't talk about it.
Can't talk about it. Shit, I swear to God, I don't even know why. But like, Unk's like, let's keep it low. Anyway, we got a big UFC fights this weekend. Let's talk about it. Let me pull up the card, and we'll just go from the ones we actually give a fark about to ones we don't give a fark about. Damn, Edson Barboza versus Jalen Turner's on the early prelims. Michael, tell me about...
No, Barboza is a beast, bro. I mean, he's...
Barboza.
Dude, he's on point, bro. He's fucking dialed in. I've been watching his training camp.
You have. You've been following him on Insta.
I went and filmed a little bit down in Wisconsin.
Brazil. Edson Barboza versus Jalen Turner. This is going to be a badass striking fight. Edson Barboza, he's a little bit older now. He's 39.
Yep.
He just fought Jakar. Jakar just beat him.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with Jalen. 30 years old. I think he's just that dude. Age catches up to all motherfuckers. Is what they say.
Not me.
Who you got?
Jalen. Old school versus new school.
Old school versus new school. Marvin Vettori versus Bruno Fajeda. Marvin's always in a fun fight. It's crazy. These are on the early prelims. I mean, early prelims. Big fight in the women's division. We got Macy Barber versus Karina Silva. Michael, thoughts?
Fuck, dude. I got Silva.
Okay.
She's going to do great.
Okay.
Fucking fantastic, dude.
What you got, man?
Macy?
Damn. These are some fucking educated.
We got $300 on that, actually.
Terrence McKinney versus Chris Duncan. Terrence McKinney's always fun to watch. Grant Dawson versus Manuel Torres. It'll be a good fight. Then we go to the main card. Jan Blachowicz versus Henry Cejudo versus Peyton Talbot. This is a fight that kind of came out of nowhere. Henry's retired 4 times. This is his 5th comeback. It's nice. A world record. World record for comebacks. Round of applause.
Come on. Good job, Henry.
Retire, comeback. So it's honestly impressive. Peyton Talbot, 10-1. He vapes.
He's winning.
So Michael's got Peyton. He's 27 versus Henry, who's 38. 5-3 versus 5-8. Don't laugh.
I'm on it.
Okay. 5'3", I mean, like, that's...
That is short.
Giving him a couple. He's 5'2".
Is he?
Yes. Damn. He's got a 42-inch reach. 42 is fucked up.
Is he actually?
No.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's 64, but 42 would be...
Who you got?
Dude, honestly, I think I got Henry. Henry didn't look bad his last fight. He fought Song Yadong. Speaking of, we'll talk about it later. He fought Song Yadong last fight. Song poked him, got the job done, which is honestly masterful. Boom, eye poke, they can't continue. You win.
Yeah.
He looked good his last fight. Henry didn't look bad. Henry's going to show up. He's an expert at at competing. He's a black belt. He's competed his entire life at the highest level. He's going to show up, and he's not going to. He's not. I don't think he's going to half-ass anything. I think he's going to show up, and he's got a lot of experience. He's going to be. I think it's going to be a tough fight for Peyton. But Peyton, you can't count Peyton out. But I think I got Henry in that fight. Who do you guys got?
Peyton KO.
Do you?
Yeah, same, dude. I just think it'd be just funny to see Cejudo lose.
Old school versus new school.
Again. Hey, that's a philosophy.
You feel me?
Brandon Moreno versus Tatsuya Taria. Tiria. I didn't even know that fight was on this card. But, dude, Brandon Moreno is always in really exciting fights. His boxing's so slick. His jiu-jitsu is fun to watch. He's a fun guy. Darn it. Was it empty?
Yep.
It's all good. Alexander Pantoja. Let me go to the co-main event. Alexander Pantoja versus Joshua Van. Joshua Van's been training in MMA for like 5 years. He's got super, super slick boxing. He had a fucking sweet fight against Brandon Royval last fight. And he's only had a couple fights in the UFC. And he's fighting Alexander Pantoja, the flyweight, one of the flyweight goats after Demetrius. I still think Demetrius would come back and beat him as of now. How do I see that fight going out? I was thinking about this morning. I'm like... more of me thinks Pantoja is going to be able to get him to the ground and take his back. A very high-level black belt jiu-jitsu. I haven't watched enough of Joshua Van. It's grappling, wrestling defense to really be able to, you know, think about how it would play out against Pantoja. Joshua Van's boxing is so slick, and he's so confident right now, and he's got so much power that I could see him more. 30% of me sees him, boom, 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 putting Pantoja out. Pantoja will blitz in, chin up, like run at you. He's high level, but there's things that people get away with in this sport at a high level, and he's been getting away with. He blitzes forward with his chin up, like, hey, hit me in the chin. where Joshua Van, I think, can capitalize on that and fucking plan a nice 2-3-2 on the old lips. But sometimes that blitzing style gets Van going backwards, trips over his feet. Yeah, Panthers puts him up against the fence, takes him down, gets to his back, and chokes him. So more of me thinks Pantoja gets the job done. What do you guys think?
You know, I got Pantoja, dude.
Yep.
I've been watching him for years.
Yep. I fought him.
Did you?
Yeah. A long time ago. In sparring. First round liver shot.
He knocked you down?
Huh?
He knocked you down?
No, I kicked him in the belly. He did choke me in the third. Supposedly. That's what he claims. who you got, man?
Pantoja.
Do you?
Vet. Jeez. He's a vet at this point.
That's true. He's a vet.
So you're switching it up. You're going old school versus new school. But the opposite.
I'm going old school this time.
Mirab Duvalishvili versus Peter Yan. I fought and defeated both, but it's not about me today. who we got here, fellas? Mirab fought Peter last year, I think. Last year, 50-45 dim in the small cage. Small cage changes it, especially for someone like Peter's or Mirab's style, who likes to shoot that much. It's easier to. He got like 50. He got 50 shots off because Peter was able to defend or something. But in that small cage, did you just fucking die?
I said, bruh.
Oh, I think
I'm like, you shots off. I was saying, some G like that.
Mirab, so it's going to be an interesting fight. Peter supposedly had a really hurt right hand and wasn't able to throw it a lot, which, you know, it changes it. If you don't have a right hand in a fight,
yeah,
you know, especially if you have a gnarly right hand. God, Mirab is so confident right now. It's his fourth title fight this year, which I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing. I would lean more towards that being a negative than a positive as far as, like, all around how your body feels. But, again, Mirab's built different. He really is. He doesn't eat super clean. He doesn't get to the gym and stretch or warm up. He's just built different. So who knows if his body's hurting or broke down or if he's just running off straight fucking Georgian rice. But who you guys got, man? Give me an in-depth, thoughtful answer.
Peter wins.
That's what I think, too.
Rematch with Sugar.
At the White House?
You beat Peter, then trilogy with Mirab.
Damn! I need my tweak for that one, though.
Oh. I think Peter's going to do it, too, dude.
Damn, he's probably such a massive underdog right now. I'm not. I still don't know odds. Like, plus my. I still just can't figure it out. I know it's like if it's minus, it's whatever, 100, 400, put $2 down, get 80 cents. So it's like, whatever. I don't even give a fuck. 21 of 4. Two of those, one of those are from
actually,
me.
I'm looking at what the odds are.
19 of 5. One of those are from me. I mean, it's hard to go against Mirab right now. It is so hard to go against Mirab right now. But he is getting more confident in his hands. Boom, boom, boom. He's getting confident in his hands. And against Peter Yan, that might be dangerous. Peter is one of the best inside fighters in the sport. His timing, his speed, his power is really, really high level. I'm going to go with Mirab, but
He's a massive favorite, dude.
I'm sure. -500
Yeah.
Damn. So that's that. Sean O'Malley. Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. UFC. What is that card? 320. 325?
I was going to say 24, dude.
I think 324 is right now. Oh, no. Yeah, you're right. 324. UFC 324. I was so disappointed in the announcement. Did you guys see it?
No.
At halftime?
At halftime?
Dana announced the fights. The 324 Paramount, Patty versus Justin.
At halftime of what game?
The last game. The last football game.
Oh, the Ravens game?
Whatever the no, the on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. The last game then was Ravens versus.
I don't think it was somebody. Ravens.
Yeah, it was, dude.
No, I think that was Friday.
It was the Bears. Oh, maybe it was, dude. Eagles versus.
Yeah.
The Bears.
Bears. The Bears. Ravens Bears, right?
I know. This guy knows football.
Was it Ravens Bears? No, it was Eagles Bears. Eagles Bears.
Who gives a fuck?
Philly.
Dana announced that Dana, the number one fight promoter in the world, absolutely brings the energy. When he goes live on Insta or YouTube, he brings the energy. This one felt weird. I don't know if it was the. You know, my theory is it was supposed to be Patty versus Ilia. That's what it was supposed to happen. Mm. And, you know, they were really trying to get that fight to happen, and they couldn't do it. Ilia's going through, which I want to talk about, not in an in-depth way, but I want to talk about that too. But I think it's supposed to be Patty versus Ilia. And that didn't go through, and Dana was not happy about it. So, but Patty versus Justin Gaethje announced at a halftime. Mm. Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes. I'm not even the co-main, dude. I am falling off hard. This is God damn it. This is...
I've seen that.
This was me... This is me. What's next? Prelims? Fuck.
Early.
Jesus. Early prelims. God damn it. It's not going good.
You're fighting in Great Falls again.
I'm about to be fighting at ICF in Great Falls. The stock of the Sugar Show is down bad right now. It's not good. It's not looking good, but you're only as good as your last fight. So I go out there, win. Then we're back. We're back. But yeah, he announced the fights at halftime, had like a bunch of turkey, fake-ass Thanksgiving, like shit. Yeah. And he was like, what? Like, it just didn't seem like an maybe he was on a time, he definitely was on a time crunch. It's halftime at the fucking, you know, anyway, halftime, big game, whatever, Thanksgiving. Announced it, Justin Gaethje, Patty Pimblett, super fucking sick fight. Ariel Helwani, love Ariel, love Uncle Ariel, going on a show on Tuesday, was mad that it wasn't main event, Kayla Harrison versus Amanda Nunes, and it should have been co-main Justin Patty. And I'm like, Ariel, what are you smoking, brother? What are you smoking? The UFC is a goddamn business.
The first fight, too, of Paramount.
And they are not going to put Amanda Nunes versus Kayla Harrison. It's a big fight, women's history. Yes, I get it. We want to watch Patty versus Gaethje at the end of the card. We don't want to watch. Amanda, they're co-main. I like that. I should be opening up the pay-per-view. I should be ending the prelims. But I don't. I think the cards, you know, it is where it is, and I think that's okay. Justin versus Patty. That's an interesting fight. Justin said he's going to retire if he doesn't get a title fight. Ilya's going through some stuff to make an interim belt. Armin Tsarukyan. Where's Armin? The number one ranked lightweight. And you're not doing a title fight with him while Andy's ready to go. UFC does whatever the fuck.
Well, I thought I read that it was because the last time he's going to fight Makhachev, he faked an injury, or was that just fake news I read?
That is absolutely fake news. You think Armin Tsarukyan's going to fake an injury?
I don't know, dude. I don't fucking know. I just seen it, dude. Facebook is always right.
No. Armin is the number one guy in the division, rightfully so. He should be fighting at least.
Why the fuck wouldn't he then? Yeah, that's
because
wild.
UFC is a business. Patty versus Gaethje is a bigger fight than Armin versus either of those two.
Okay.
It's a Paramount biggest first pay-per-view. I'm talking with my hands a lot.
I got one. No, I'm good.
Who you guys got? Patty versus Gaethje?
An Patty, interesting fight. I got Patty all day.
I think he's too
bad, dude. He's good.
It's weird though. It's like 3 years ago you asked me that. I'm like, I don't know. Jared Gordon beat him. It's like, but now Patty's on a Patty well, is
who
good.
Did Justin just fight like recent?
Justin hasn't fought.
Last, he got knocked last out. Fight. The last fight he got knocked out, right? By Holloway.
Max. Oh shit. Dustin or
no?
Max? That was Justin. By Max Holloway knocked him out. Yeah.
No, Gaethje was just 37. Oh, he's not gonna his last fight. He's not gonna get KO'd and then come and do a title fight, is he? He beat Rafael Fiziev. So he lost to Max, then he beat Rafael Fiziev, KO'd him.
So he's looking good.
Nope, beat him in decision. So he's on a one fight win streak.
Nice.
But he said he was going to retire. He's 30, what'd I say?
37
years old. He just turned 37. I don't know, dude. I'm kind of leaning towards Patty. But the way he does get hit with left hooks, he looks so good against Michael Chandler. Patty's got a lot of ways to win.
He's a scouser.
He's a scouser. Don't get knocked out, you mushroom.
He KO'd Dustin with a head kick too. The fight before the Max Holloway one, which is pretty impressive.
True. So who got, man?
Probably Patty rear naked.
I think. Patty RNC.
Because remember Khabib.
Yeah. Remember Khabib. Patty RNC is definitely possible. God, dude, these things, it's so crazy. Like, I'm not gonna do one right now, but I want to so bad to have it in my hand.
Just do
it. I don't need one. I'm on fucking.
You have so much self control, dude. You're so disciplined.
That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Co-main event: Amanda Nunes coming out of retirement versus Kayla Harrison. Dude, I was around Kayla Harrison at my last fight.
You're around pretty big.
Around him?
They say him.
No, I said him.
Oh, her.
No, I said.
She's big.
Yeah.
She's twice the man I'll ever be.
That's fire, dude.
No, but she's a big girl. She was super sweet, very nice. But she's it's crazy to think that she gets down to 135. Even Amanda's a big girl. They should just agree to fight at 145. They're massive chicks with massive.
Who you got power. On that one?
I don't know.
Are they both older? Like in their
house? Yeah, they're both older. Amanda's retired, come back. Kayla Harrison, I think this is like her second fight at 35 or third fight at 35.
She's been dominant though every time she fights.
Yeah, it's like, is she going to make weight again? Because it's not guaranteed with those girls. They're massive. To be honest, I don't know who I got. I don't know.
Just take a guess though.
What if they needed to lose like 5 pounds and got a double mastectomy?
What's that?
Take your tits off.
Dude, get your fucking mind out of the gutter.
That's not even the gutter.
Sean's coworkers, bro.
What if they wanted to get down weight so bad that they got a double mastectomy?
Why wouldn't they do what? What if they only had to do one? Like they just need a couple pounds. So they just like take one.
Or they shave their head.
Sugar Song versus Song O'Malley. I'm thinking loser has to switch last names.
Sean Yudong.
John Yudong or Sean Song Yudong. O'Malley.
Who you got in that fight, Sean?
Sugar's not looking so well lately. But I think he's going to come back. I think he's going to impress people. I think he's going to come back. I think he's going to get the job done. Song Yudong is explosive. Young. Hungry. Very experienced for being so young. He's like 27, 28. He's fought some of the best guys in the division. Got a really good fight camp out over there on Team Alpha Male. He's Chinese.
Oof.
So he's smart.
Yeah, very smart.
Not an easy fight. Not an easy fight. I didn't want this fight. I wanted Eamon. I'm like, can I have Zahabi? They're like, no. I'm like, fuck! Fine, I'll take Song. No, it's a good fight. Number two versus number five. January. I've been trying to fight. I was trying to fight in December. Trying to fight in November. But I'm ready. January. Well, I'm not ready right now. But I will be ready when it comes around. Winner of that fight. It's a big fight. I mean, I saw that. Or Tim told me. I didn't even know. Umar's fighting Figueiredo on this card, too. You guys know that?
On that card? On the same one?
Yeah.
Oh, on your card?
Umar's fighting Figueiredo. I feel like Umar's going to smoke Figgy. I think he finishes him. But I could be wrong. Big implications. Big bantamweight's on fire right now. Well, actually, it's kind of gotten cooled down.
Who you got? Sugar versus Song.
You know, that's tough, dude.
What do you mean? It's what pretty fucking mean? Easy.
Keep transparent, brother.
Your brother, man. Nah, beer.
You got it, dude.
I got it.
Your post is pretty funny.
Oh.
I won't beat my dong, but
I haven't beat my dong this year, but I'm going to beat your dong next year. This honestly the goddamn truth. I haven't beat my dong once this year.
The top comments were generational caption. Sean Shakespeare O'Malley.
That's what they've been saying.
I got Sugar second round KO.
Sugar second round KO. I like that. 15 minute fight. People are like, why isn't it 5 rounds? I'm like, I wanted it to be 2. I asked UFC. I said, hey, what do you think about this? 2 round, 3 minutes. And they're like, no. I'm like, fuck! Fine. 3 fives, whatever. It is weird. My last 4 fights were title fights. Last 4 camps were 5-round camps. It was a lot, man. It was a lot. So 3-round camp, super excited. Probably do a 3-week fight camp, 1 week for each round. Right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, makes sense.
So I'm excited about that. Sugar, we're back. We're back. Sugar versus Song, UFC 324.
Song tried to out-caption you, and he says, time to eat some sugar.
Ooh. Hey, I like where his head's at. I like that. Gay, I like that.
That's pretty gay.
That's
I
like
mean, but it's not as gay as beating your dong, though.
So what if I said, time to eat your dong?
That'd be pretty fire.
Should that be my next cap?
Yeah, hit it.
Time to eat your dong.
He doesn't speak English, though, huh?
Kind of.
No, I blame glass.
No? Bit. So you no. can't really trash talk?
He's done a press conference in English.
Dude, I will fucking out-translate him all.
Just do Google Translate or do the AirPods, you know the new ones?
Dude, that's just crazy. Dude, have you seen that? Have you seen him?
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Have you seen those Sugar Shay?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
I heard them, but I've never like seen it or tried it.
Well, yeah.
Explain, I should just explain to the people, dude, that'd be perfect.
Like you put them on and it'll translate for you what they're saying.
In time, in real time.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn. That's insane.
I'll use it at the press conference.
I need to use that at Stephanie's house for Thanksgiving, dude.
Bunch of Mexicans?
Yeah, dude. And they all speak Spanish. I don't speak none.
What are we going next? The Elia stuff. You guys see that? Going through the divorce. His wife supposedly trying to take 50%. God, dude. I feel so bad. That sucks. And it's all public, which makes it even just fucking worse.
I've seen a lot of shit on that.
I've been through some shit where it was just like, I didn't have to deal. It wasn't on the public. Got to the other side. Everything's good. But when you're going through that type of shit, you definitely don't want to be in fight camp.
Is that why he pulled out? Or
just... That's why he didn't book a fight. He said he's going through some personal. It's all public. And I guess he was supposedly messaging girls, which is like, you can't say, how's it going?
I know, right?
Dude, no.
You can't say,
hope all is well.
Hope you're doing good.
Hope you're doing well.
Hope you're doing well. Nice tits. You can't be nice to the other species when you're married. I just don't understand.
I thought, like, it was him. Did you? Dude, there was a funny-ass TikTok about they put you in the drama. They said that his girl was messaging you.
Oh, God.
No, I should have sent you the TikTok. Absolutely. It was hilarious. Fucking
true. Yeah, no, that sucks. So I do genuinely feel bad for him. And, all that shit. Oh, he's got two kids. It's like when you add kids to the mix, that's what makes it. That's really what makes it just so hard to deal with. It's unfortunate for him, but yeah, cause I really wanted to see Ely versus Patty. That was the fight I wanted to see. Ely versus Islam is the fight I wanted to see next. Ely versus Patty. We don't get it. That's okay. It's okay. But what we do get to see is the Wing C. Have you seen this guy?
Mm-mm.
Dude, holy shit. I was watching him on Ariel. Winged C. Bro, you gotta watch him on Ariel.
What is he?
He's just this fight. I don't even know how to describe it. He actually can fight a little bit, but he is just you know, Death Sentence?
Yeah.
Street beef, that is just a fucking character. This guy is like that, but actually can fight a little bit, and it's so funny.
Wait, he's not the guy that, like, everybody's giving him shit for. He just promoted himself to be a black belt or something like that?
No, that's Bunnyberg. Is that a different guy? That's Bunnyberg. Okay. And that guy is a fucking black belt.
Let's roll.
Hey, chill. He's a flower. He's a flower.
It's casual.
We got football today. Use code Sugar, put $5 in, instantly get $50 on Prize Picks. You can now do Culture Picks too, and team picks. If you don't want to pick player stats, you can pick the actual goddamn team. You've been watching football, Jay? I know you love your football.
Go Cardinals.
Big Maryville Manthers fan. Go Cardinals, absolutely goddamn right. Michael, who you got?
Green Bay.
Okay. There's that. What else we got? So we actually have a sponsor for this episode.
Wow.
Yeah, and it is a home loan. American Financing is a family-owned mortgage company licensed in all 50 states. No matter where you are in America, they can help you. They're America's homes. They are America's home for home loans. If you're renting, and this is what I've been saying, when I first made money, before I got in the UFC, when I first made money in the Contender Series, we made $5,500, made $10,000, went to a down payment for a house. In my mind, I hated paying rent. I hated fucking apartments. I want to pay. If I'm going to pay money to live somewhere, I want it to at least be going to a mortgage. So if you're renting, you're paying your landlord's mortgage. Owning your own real estate is an incredible way to begin to build equity and ultimately wealth. All right, guys, shout out to our sponsor, American Financing. American Financing is a family-owned mortgage company licensed in all 50 states. No matter where you are in America, they can help you. They're America's home for home loans. If you are renting, you're paying your landlord's mortgage. Owning your real estate is an incredible way to begin to build equity and ultimately wealth. Buying a house is a big decision. And a call to American Financing is the first step to understanding your options. They don't charge any upfront fees to find out how much you qualify for, and they can get you pre-approved in as little as 24 hours. They've been around since 1999 and have over 8,000 reviews and 4.7 stars on Google. Their mortgage consultants are salary-based. They have your best interest at heart, and they offer all kinds of loan programs to help you get into a home, even if you are self-employed like me or a contractor. Most people think you have to put 20% down on your first home, but you don't. American Financing offers loan programs for as little as 3% down and have down payment assistance programs available depending on what state you live in. The first step to homeowners is understanding your finances, your loan, and your monthly payment, and that's where American Financing can really help. Once you start building equity as you pay your mortgage, there are a ton of things you can do with as it grows.
If you're already a homeowner and looking for to refinance to help other remodeling projects, repairs, or just to consolidate debt, they can help you with that too. American Financing, 866-891-7848, or visit www.americanfinancing.net/sugarshawn. We'll put the links in the bio. Give them a jingle, and let's get back into the show.
What do you think about that, Michael?
I think I might be using that resource soon, dude. Got the promotion, and now I want to buy a
house. Let's go. Because you and Steph, you guys were looking to buy a house at one point, and it was just, you couldn't get a loan because of this and because of that. These guys make it a lot easier and have a lot more resources to help you with that. So you think you're going to use it?
I don't know. I might, dude. If the time is right, I have an interview for that promotion this next week, so.
What do you think?
I don't get it. So.
What do you think about buying a house?
Definitely.
Think it's a great idea?
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea.
It is.
Growing up, like you, a lot of people are like, okay, I want to, you know, get a job and then buy a house. Is that what people think about?
The American dream type?
Is that still a thing? Is like, I want to buy a house? Because I know, I don't know. I feel like I always wanted to make sure I bought a house and it made me feel safe. Like I bought a house, I own a house. What do you guys think about that?
I think I want to buy a house for sure. I would rather
talk to that mic a little bit closer.
I would rather pay for mortgage than pay for rent.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, and all of us on this couch are fathers.
I got one in the oven right now.
Hey,
congrats!
Bro. On in the oven. That's fire, dude. How far along? Pretty not super
She's
far.
6 months.
6 months.
Yeah.
You know what you're gonna have?
Girl.
Hey,
little baby girl, yeah. Luna. Calling her Luna.
Luna?
Luna. Hola, Luna. ¿Cómo estás? Your girl, she white or Mexican?
She's white.
She's white.
Dang. So it's probably be a little redhead Mexican.
Hey.
Tim.
A little Tim.
A little Timbo, dude. Huh?
Hopefully not.
Weird. Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yeah.
Huge forehead.
Baby girl's crazy, huh?
Yeah, little baby girl. How's that make you feel, man? You about to be a dad. How's the hormones? Girls and their hormones when they're pregnant. Oh. Super fun, huh?
Yeah, it's really fun dealing with the mood swings.
Get your girl pregnant. They're going to be just fucking.
Mood swings are fire, dude. Those are fun. They keep you on your toes, dude. You just never know what's coming next. Dude.
It's like, I don't even do anything. Then
you better be. Yeah.
What am I doing, bro?
Yeah.
How was it for you guys, though? How'd you deal with it?
Dude, honestly, Danny was a champ. Like, Danny was very. She's more. She gets quiet rather than like she definitely had a couple things, but for the most part she was very. I feel like I got lucky. She was pretty chill. Yeah.
What about you, man?
I was high as hell for that part of the
He wasn't around for that.
That's the cheat code.
That's the cheat code. Don't do math.
Not proud of that, but that's just how it was.
Yeah.
So. How long have you been with your girl for?
Three weeks.
Yeah, 2 months. So. No, barely over a year, bro. It happened kind of quick, honestly. Nice. But
accidents happen. But sometimes they're the best thing in the goddamn world.
Yeah,
I'm excited, though, to be a dad.
How old are you?
31.
31? Oh, shit.
Amigos. Cameron, Shane, we've been having this movement guy kind of come down. If you guys aren't familiar, go check out his Instagram. Movement guy. He's 53 years old. Black belt in jiu-jitsu. Do you roll?
Dude,
he's 53.
It's impressive.
Strong as fuck.
Yeah.
Body's like super loose. And his secret is Budokan.
What's Budokan?
Budokan. It's his movement kind of stuff. He says he swears by it and he lives by it. He's living on the property in his RV. He's got a dope ass RV with his wife. They have a house in Montana, but they also travel in the winter. So they're just staying on the property, but he lives by this movement, this series of movements he does in the morning, and it makes so much sense. And we're having him here working with me for this camp, just so my body can feel good. And I did it for a week straight so far. 8:30 in the morning, go out in my warehouse, move around on the mats, just wake up the body, wake up the fascia, and just fucking flow and move. And it's been so far, it's been a game changer. My body has definitely feel better. And, you know, I would deal with fucking injuries. Everyone does. But back being tight, just loosening up the old goose in the morning, eh?
How long did you do it for?
We've been doing an hour.
Hour?
This morning I did 40 minutes. No kidding. I ain't going to lie. I only did 40. But no one was there with me this morning. They usually were, but they just weren't, man. But Cameron Shane, game changer, life changer. I really do think this will be. If I can move around, I want to fight. I want to fight as long as I can. But I just, it's like my body has to hold up. And if this can and prove my body and my quality of life and make me feel good and be able to train more and be able to fight more, this is gonna be a game changer, life changer type shit. Pickle Dojo, you've been seeing that?
Shit's fire. I played my first game.
Were you decent or were you shit?
I was pretty decent.
Dude, yeah. It's so weird. Some people are like, boom, they actually can hit it over the net.
Yeah.
Then there's some athletic guys like Dylan, you know, big Viking Dylan. Just, I'm like, awkward. Holy shit, dude.
Stiff.
He got better about 40 minutes in, but some people can just hit it over the net. And some people just can't quite figure it out.
I've not played one game of pickleball in my life yet.
Dude, it's super fun.
So fun.
I have two rackets in my car, too, that I just never played. I didn't even know I had them. They're from mom's house.
Mom had
probably yours, I guess. I don't know.
Oh yeah, they're probably.
I got them now.
They're definitely mine then.
Are they?
Well, yeah, have to be.
She said someone got them for me, and I was like, for what, dude? They're in a black little bag. I don't know. They're in the car if you want them.
But dude, Pickle Dojo is coming. We got four courts. It's open today. Today's Sunday, but tomorrow is Monday, and you listen to this Monday, or if you're listening to this Tuesday, it's open yesterday, and if it's Wednesday, you're open 2 days ago. Just make sure whoever's listening, I'm fair to everyone. Equal rights, equal fights, baby. Pickle Dojo. Mm-hmm. Come on down to Pickle Dojo. I want to make an old school car salesman show with Tim and I. Yes. Come on down to 9848 West Peoria. What is it like?
That'd be fire.
Yeah.
It's fun when you have like a group of guys and everybody's just talking shit. I think that's what I like the most.
Oh, it's so fun. We played for 2 hours yesterday. MVP, didn't lose a game, dominated, just was on fire.
You got to do like a tournament next or some shit.
We have all sorts of fun plans.
But, did you do singles or doubles or whatever?
I like doubles. Yeah, singles is pretty fun too.
Doubles is more fun.
Yeah, it's all fun.
Get in there, man. Get loose.
I will, dude. I'll get in there. I'll probably kill it, dude, honestly.
Yeah, I think so too. But 200 memberships only, because we only have four courts. So we got to limit the memberships, make sure everyone's got, you know, playing time and shit. But come on down, get yourself in some Pickle Dojo. And if you really want to play Tib and I, good luck with that, you fuck. Oh, yeah, I was going to look at those tweets you were sending me. Gee wheezy. Oh, wait, did you send me anything?
You see that? See the Conor versus Khabib?
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Nuh-uh. What was that?
It was about some NFT thing that Khabib launched.
Yeah, so I guess NFT. He released the pump, the hats, the things. And
Conor started talking shit, or?
Yes.
Let me try to find it.
Forever beef like John Jones and DC.
What a shame and a stain on his father's name. Just wow. To scam fans using his father and his country's culture just so low. Father's plan has now become father's scam. Very sad. On the opposite side of this, it was great to see Islam Mac honor his own father by putting the double world titles on his shoulders and saying, there's not many fathers of double world champions. Truth. Habib says, you absolute liar. You will always try to darken my name. This doesn't seem like it's Habib, by the way. In my opinion. You will always try to darken my name after you got destroyed that night, but you will never achieve that. Yes, good guys don't do that. They don't create exclusive digital gifts with real-time value that you can share with your own friends and family. Gifts in the shape of paka, hat, that symbolize traditions and culture of Dagestan people. Traditions and culture that slowly walking over this world, whether you like it or not. Gifts that you can find exclusively on Telegram. Greatest messaging platform in the world.
He turned into an ad.
Bro, I'm telling you.
This is PR team, bro.
Khabib, the auction has ended and all the papakas have been sold. Appreciate everyone who participated in it and became a holder of this great and exclusive digital gift with value that you can share with your friends and family or loved ones. Thank you for the trust. Connor says, there's no way good guy Khabib used his late father's name as well as Dagestan's culture to scam his fans and fire sell a bunch of digital NFTs online and then delete all the content after they were sold, leaving his fans robbed of their money. There's just no way. So that's that. Tom Aspinall has still not been medically cleared.
Oh, wow.
His eye's still fucked up from that eye poke. What else we got? Alex Pereira, did you see him knock out someone?
Yeah, his training partner.
Ouch. Left hook to the chin. That
happens,
hurts.
Bro.
Heavyweight.
Damn, Justin Gaethje has the first chance to become 2-time interim champion. It's pretty cool. John Jones. Oh, yeah. Daniel Cormier tweeted, why is John Jones not with his family on Thanksgiving holiday? Because John Jones was in Chechnya with Hamza, which is random as fuck. John Jones says, imagine a man getting his ass kicked and years later still pondering how I spent my holidays. Brother, that is not your concern. That's a long-term rental. Utilities included.
I've seen that.
Did you see this Steve Will Do It pod?
I watched some of that.
What'd you think?
It seemed like the first beginning of it was good. Logan kind of asks where he gets his money. Steve says he's that. I don't get it either. I don't understand. It's four Rolls Royces. He gives out money like it's nothing. Like I don't understand it. I don't get it. I would be curious too. Like I see Logan's like, hey, where do I
plug
then,
talk?
Yeah, it's just hard to hard. And then I didn't watch the part where G told me that Steve said he wanted to box.
Yeah, he wanted.
But he was just like playing, like it was like a playful. Because he was like, I know you're gonna fuck me up. Like I just want to do it.
It was more playful. It started from the Mr. Beast part where.
Yes, I did. I did see that, and it was. Steve was mad at Mr. Beast for not helping him get his YouTube back, and Logan's like, "Well, that's not really like his." Like I've seen both sides a little bit. It just kind of the Steve just wouldn't kind of let it die down. I've reached out to Steve like fucking 4 times and nothing back. So just
he gave him a little mini sugar chain though. Remember?
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering if he either gave that away or lost it. I also gave him the fucking Aljo belt, so I'm hoping he didn't fucking give that away or lose that.
Pawned it.
I need to hit him up. Say, hey, will you send me a pic of it? At least make sure it's safe.
Why'd you give it to him?
Because Steve's the man. He gave me the first time I ever met him, he gave me a fucking crazy watch, chain. Like,
okay.
And I want to give him something meaningful. Like, he's got money. I want to give him something meaningful. Give him something pretty meaningful. Yeah. You don't, like, I don't even have
belt.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gave him the belt. Like, I don't even have that. That's one of one. I don't have that. I gave him that. And I hope it's somewhere safe. Hope it's somewhere safe. But yeah, that could have been bad. I don't want to see Logan and Steve box because Logan can really box, and I don't want to see Steve get hit in the head.
Who would win, Logan or Jake boxing?
I mean, Jake is definitely more experienced and bigger, and not bigger, more experienced in boxing. But Logan's got potential. He's got potential, I swear. I'm going through a difficult moment in my personal life. Oh, yeah. Oh, there was more tweets. Habib said, my count is 56 former drug addicts at my rehabilitation center in Dagestan that I treated. Come to Dagestan, the notorious. They'll take care of you. Mexico didn't help you as far as I can see. I
don't know. He opened up a shoe store, too. Did you see that?
Habib did?
Yeah.
A shoe store?
He called it Send Location. It's kind of smart.
That's kind of fire. He's a businessman. But like these tweets just don't really seem super him. You feel me, blood? You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Does anyone feel me?
I feel you, dude.
Who would you want to fight at the White House if you could?
Pick. Who?
Cheeto Trilogy?
Cheeto Trilogy would be sick.
That would be good.
I'm trying to think of just like the absolute worst person. Whoever I could just knock out easy.
Henry?
Be sick.
Definitely. There's possibilities for... Well, it depends on the Peter Marab fight. Corey's definitely possible. Umar's definitely possible. There's just so many fucking big fights at the White House.
So say Peter wins and you win. Do you fight? Do you think that they make that fight happen?
Like a rematch?
People, I mean, it depends. People, does Marab deserve a title, a rematch? 100%. Probably,
yeah,
it's one on one.
Yeah,
does he get it?
Probably not.
Probably not. Me versus Peter rematch for the belt. Banger. It's a pretty big fight, but TBH, LOL, IDK. No sé, no sé, IDC. Uh-huh. I don't care.
Chris Moutinho rematch, maybe?
That's a good idea. Bring him back.
He deserves it.
Three rounds are kind of nice, boy. Shit. So a title fight, it's like, fuck. I don't know. I'm just going with the flow, man. I'm just going with the flow.
Did you watch The Smashing Machine or no?
No, I haven't. Was it good?
I liked it.
Fuck.
It was like slow paced, but it was cool. I liked it.
Were you able to watch the whole time, or did you have to go like this?
Yeah, it was like TikTok a little bit.
It happened. Dude, I haven't been on social this year.
Really?
Yeah.
So, GG's been posting?
Garrett's been running all Fire. My shit. I haven't been on social this year.
How's that feel?
I feel good. I really do feel better.
You ever going to come back or no?
Ideally not. I feel like there's no...
Positive in that?
There's no positive in that. Yeah. What do you get out of surfing that? Like yeah. and I still have YouTube, so I'll still watch YouTube, which I feel I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't even be doing that. But like maybe I'll slowly transition out of that too. But it's been a year. I made that commitment a year ago and I haven't been on it and I feel good. Feel great actually.
What have you been doing then for like entertaining yourself?
No jerking, pause. No jerking,
no surfing. When you have two kids, you know, you can entertain, been trying to stretch, move, work out.
Play poker, dude.
Been playing poker.
That's probably the biggest one.
Yeah, I've been
a little You've been playing a lot online again?
Not in the last week. In the last week, I haven't. Now that the fight's, like, actually kind of here, I've definitely have not been playing nearly as much poker. So I've been pretty depressed about that.
Saving some money, though.
Saving about $100, yeah. Did I tell you? I think I told you last
week. You told me, yeah.
Last
you week. Won that one?
Oh, that was fire.
Or you took third, fifth?
Fifth and cash at the casino. God, the casino was fun.
Fuck, I haven't played poker.
Still not worth it. Still,
no,
like,
I don't even care no more. I was fucked. So hooked on it, but I'm over it.
It's so fucked.
I want to learn how to count cards.
Let's count. Let's do it.
Do you know how to do it?
Yeah, there's 52. I count them all the time.
Like, actually, like, you know when they count?
No, I mean, if I have a king in my hand and there's a one deck of cards, I'm going to assume there's only three left. So, like, I count cards a little bit.
Yeah.
Type shit.
Strategy.
Yeah. What do you got going on the rest of the day?
Just going to the print shop, getting work done, and just vibing. Oh, I'm making the registry for the baby shower.
Hey.
And then probably go watch a movie later.
What movie? Peliquia?
Now You See Me Part 3. It's a magic movie.
Like in the theaters or like?
Yeah.
They still have movies in theaters, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Interestante. Muy interestante.
What's the last movie you seen? You don't in really theaters? Watch movies, huh? Yeah.
Couldn't tell you, brother.
Elena, I did watch, like to watch movies? Like,
I watched 5 of the Fast and the Furious movies in 3 days.
Really?
Yep. So now I'm going to buy a Porsche with a stick shift.
You got about 5 more movies to go, Fast Furious.
Dude, well, I flew to Puerto Rico and then, you know, flew back. And it's a long flight. So I watched 5.
Which one was your favorite? Tokyo Drift?
That's why I didn't watch that one out of those 5. I had watched Tokyo Drift a long time ago. I always liked the Fast and Furious movies. Me too. I watched them all. I liked them. Yeah, I liked those. What other movies did I like?
You guys didn't grow up like watching movies and
no,
shit?
No, we did. A lot of DVDs.
Fucking Disney, though. I don't remember watching any other shit, but just Disney movies.
I remember. I know we watched a lot of movies, but I was so bad at remember. Like, I remember watching. We watched Wedding Crashers,
yeah.
American Pie,
oh,
classic,
yeah,
Super
that.
Bad.
Yeah, those, okay. Those ring a bell.
What's Step Brothers? Step Brothers.
That's the one I watched the most.
Sure. That's a banger.
She's got a smile.
You were good until you started singing.
But I know, I'm more of a.
I'd listen.
Thank you. This girl is. If I sing that loud, I hate. Hit that.
If you have the right acoustics and everything in the
no,
bathroom,
I don't need nothing.
You gotta do like a comedy movie, Sean. I think you'd be fired in a comedy.
Yeah, you'd be good.
You and Adam Sandler.
That'd be sick. Well, I was watching this Eddie Murphy show on Netflix right now. It's pretty good. I didn't realize how much of a fucking legend he was. Like when he came up, 18, 19 years old, like he was the man. He was the brother.
Did you ever watch the Dave Chappelle skits?
No.
Dude, they're hilarious.
No, Dave's in that documentary a lot, talking about Eddie. But I know I always heard that how good the Dave Chappelle show was.
Mm-hmm.
I never really watched it.
I never could get into it.
I loved cartoons though. I remember upstairs kicking my feet up, laying on the floor, watching Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Oh yeah!
Shout out, hey, shout out,
Cartoon
Courage.
Network. Banger.
iCarly.
Ed, Eddy, dude.
Ed, Eddy.
Danny Phantom.
I remember seeing it.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Teen Titans.
Rugrats is mine. I never watched Teen Titans.
Teen Titans, my guy.
I like that shit.
What was the other one? There was Teen Titans and there was another one that was like kind of similar. That I love that shit.
Static Shock?
No.
That's too old.
Jimmy Neutron was good.
Jimmy Neutron was fire. Yeah.
Was that what it was called, Jimmy Neutron? Or was it called
something else?
Yeah. My favorite one was Hey Arnold, dude, when I was growing up.
Hey Arnold?
Yeah. Move it, football head.
What else was there? MTV Cribs. Did you guys remember watching Room Raiders?
Yeah, Room Raiders.
I love that
fire.
Shit.
What about Date My
Looking
Mom?
Looking back on it now, it's so set up, dude, but.
Room Raiders.
Or the Yo Mama one, where they would like just crack jokes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Date My Mom was fire.
You should do a Room Raiders on your YouTube.
Room Raiders on head to Schmitty's house?
Yeah.
Schmitty, actually, I will say, he always keeps everything clean.
Does
he? I don't know about his room, but like the house in general, he takes charge and he cleans. He does do that. That dude's been busy.
I
haven't seen Schmitty in a couple weeks, almost a month.
He's got a girlfriend. That's why, probably.
Well, he's all booed up. The girlfriend's been working a lot.
Good for him. He seems genuinely happy. That's good for him. Like, he seems just, he posts shit. Well, he posts shit that he's that.
He's rebranding, you know?
Yeah, he seems happy as far as that goes. I've never seen him post shit like that.
Ah. Well, that's social media in its finest.
Yeah, right? That's
you
true.
Think he's all right?
So he's doing all right. I talked to Schmidt. He's battling. He battles.
Yeah, he hits
battles.
Me up, too.
We all battle.
Yeah. But what else? What other stuff is going on, man?
Nah.
You been playing soccer still?
I haven't for a little bit. Two weeks. I didn't have it this weekend. Last weekend, it was too late. It was at 9:30, and I was not trying to do that.
Yeah, 9:30 at night?
Yeah. That's usually, we've been playing at 6:30, 7, but 9:30, I was like.
9:30 is a little late, mate.
It's really late.
It's like, that's going to affect my sleep.
You do school. Indoor soccer or just outside type
shit? I do an indoor league, and then we play pickup games and Anthem on Sundays.
Where do you go, soccer locker?
Arizona Sports Complex. It's fine, though. It's fun, dude. It's really fun.
AZSC?
Yeah.
Wow.
ASC.
AZSC?
No, just ASC.
Oh.
What about your MMA training?
That's good. Great. Yeah, I do that too, huh?
It's going good.
He's fighting.
Yeah. Oh, we didn't do it on Thursday, though, because they didn't have, I mean, Thanksgiving, so I haven't done it, but yeah. I should be able to go more if I do get this job. I should be able to go a couple times a week.
Damn. Be on the rough card, next rough card?
We're going to try to do a Montana fight, just give him a fucking scrub.
That'd be fire.
God, the thing is, you're going to knock him out, and then you're just going to, like, start beating your wife and shit. That's what happens.
That's wild. That's
what happened to Sugar.
That's what happened to me. I'm 5-0 against women. Joe! there's gonna be a fucking news article on that. Sean smokes caffeine and knocks out women.
That will be on there. Do you think you could take Kayla
Harrison?
Yeah.
No, she'd kill me.
Okay.
Black bone judo.
She'd toss me and break me.
Hip toss your ass.
Yeah. What else we got? Come on, I know there's some fire shit out there.
Let's think of some
fire. Good Thanksgiving, dude.
Fuck that. No, I did. We went to Tim Rye's, had a yummy turkey, had a great Thanksgiving, slept good. UFOs, what do you think? I was listening to Joe Rogan, and he's been having a lot of UFO people on, and shit's pretty interesting, man. Shit's pretty interesting. We got some things. Supposedly, we have evidence of crashed retrievals of stuff out of this fucking planet. What do you think about that?
I think it's real. I've always thought UFOs were real. I don't know why people think they're fake. I've genuinely met people like, no, they're not real.
Yeah. I feel like most people. Well, because if you bring religion into it, then most religious people think like, no, there's not really.
Or they God think, created They think you. They're demons.
That's what I would think.
They're demons?
That's honestly what I think. It would be more stuff like that. But that has to do with religion. But also when I was high on meth, bro, I've seen some crazy, crazy shit that is so real that I believe.
Maybe they were in a different portals. Dimension.
Dude, I think when you take sleep away for a while and when your brain's so stimulated, like there's shit that, and it's not just me, it's like almost like worldwide, or not worldwide, but everybody who I've met has been high has similar experiences. So it's not like individualized.
What does people do? DMT? Like they have the same experience.
Yeah, they even started mapping the DMT world and shit like that. So, I mean, it's...
Do you think they're alien UFO and aliens?
I think a lot of it could be government stuff too. That's a scare tactic. 100%. Project Bluebeam is definitely a real thing where they do the holograms. But I don't know. I think if there was aliens, we'd probably be more know about it more by now. You'd think. You know what I mean?
Well, I guess this new documentary that just came out is really, really.
What's it called?
Fuck.
They're talking about on the GRE.
Yeah, he had the guy that made the show on UFC.
Then I watched Bob Lazar. He has some crazy shit. He was a scientist. Yep. Have you watched any of his stuff?
Oh yeah, he was on Rogan a long time.
See, ago. That's what you like more now. You like documentaries more than like
I'm a documentary type.
Admiral Byrd has some good stuff too.
God, I was gonna say something so fire. It was gonna be so sick. This podcast would have blew up. It would have been fire.
Been viral.
Oh, MK Ultra. Now we're viral.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, I was talking about that shit when I was high all the time.
That shit's
Project Monarch. That shit's real, real stuff, dude. That's real
stuff. Dude, they were like the CIA, our own government, had no oversight, and they were just drugging, like American citizens, drugging them and like figuring out what they did. Like they would drug Johns. I would go fuck prostitutes. They would put LSD and get them fucked up and just watch what they... How they reacted and stuff.
They did it to like random people or like homeless people or what?
Random people, but they took a lot of kids too, dude. They would take a lot of kids. That's what MKUltra is. A lot of that's about is when they took kids, and they did all like fucked up shit on them. I think there was like a base in China Lake where they would take kids, and then when they did Operation Peter Pan, they took a bunch of kids from Cuba and they all went missing. It's called Operation Peter Pan.
What is that about?
I think that's the one about.
I was gonna say, dude.
a bunch of kids that went missing. There's something was going on with Cuba. They took I'm hoping I'm remembering right. But a bunch of kids went missing from Cuba, and they think that they went and experimented on them because there's like no one was looking for them, or if they were, we had them, you know?
Yeah.
And then they take
them. Well, there's no oversight. There was no one looking over and say, hey, what are you guys doing? Where are you spending the money? Hey, I don't think you should do that. There was just a group of people. They were doing whatever the fuck they wanted.
And then they destroyed a lot of the files from that when they were trying to make it go public or release them. They got so many of them got destroyed. I almost want to say Watergate was part of that. Those files.
It's so hard. It's yeah. You can't really believe anything
anymore. No, you can't.
Like the our government did that. Shout out us.
Bye, dude.
Shout out us. We're so cool.
So you guys are heavy on the conspiracy stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I still.
So how's Mexico? Heavy.
A lot of alien stuff happens over there.
Is it?
Scary shit, yeah.
Well, it makes sense because they're
why though?
Illegal aliens.
Why Mexico?
Isn't that what they call them?
Yeah. Is that where we got it from?
That's really what they call illegal. Like, people from Mexico, if they come here, they're like, look, it's an illegal alien.
That's wild, huh?
Is that what it's called?
There's this pod, Danny Jones. That's all they talk about, bro. It's crazy conspiracies.
I love
it. You get lost in it, though.
I love it.
Start getting paranoid and shit.
Yeah. I started looking up at the sky. I saw it. There's God.
Well, then all the natives have a lot of beliefs about the sky people. Or
yeah. Natives, like, see, they're hanging out outside by the fire fucking 24/7.
Well, I mean, even Mexico, they have, like, the Aztecs, Mayans.
Yeah.
They're so advanced. So that part would be, like, the alien stuff that I would believe, but I would still think it would be, like, fallen angels rather than aliens from a different planet, interdimensional beings.
I was watching Rogan. He brought up this... this temple carved out of a mountain in India. So they didn't bring anything in and build anything. They just carved, like, way before... Let me type...
That's cool. I've seen that.
You've seen that?
Yeah.
Carved mountain in India.
ChatGPT.
I'm just Googling. Just Google. Just Google image.
They have whole towns like that, too.
But it's crazy.
Did you see Elon's side note? But Elon's new, like, big... RV van looking thing.
No. With the taxi?
It's fire. Taxi. Yeah, yeah, taxi.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
You carved that, like, how many years ago? 100?
I could do that.
Well, yeah, we know that, but...
But it's like, how the fuck do you do that? How the fuck do you do that? But no, I didn't see Elon's thing.
Yeah, Elon. Or even, like, all the old architecture is so much... I mean, just insane. So how do they do that? Or the pyramids?
It's, yeah. All well, the pyramids, I pretty much figured out.
let's hear about it.
It's honestly classified information. But yeah. Told you.
You can't talk about it?
Just the way the... I don't want to give too much.
Yeah. Men in Black type shit?
Yeah, I don't want to say.
No, I know. You're on it.
But you can't
say. Let's just say MC squared doesn't always equal MC.
Oh.
That's just...
What's that guy? It's like... That's so true. Terrence Howard, when he went viral too. He's like, if 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4, what did he say? With, like, crazy viral.
He said 2 plus 2 equals 5.
Something like that.
Could. I don't know. 1 + 2 doesn't equal 3.
Yeah.
Something like that. 1 + 2.
That was a fire pop.
Him with Rogan?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was. Then he brought him back on, had an actual...
Yeah, debate.
Yeah. That shit's crazy. Being smart. I would love to be smart. That'd be
same.
Imagine being smart.
That'd be sick.
It'd be hard. Just always being... Just knowing something. Nice being this dumb. It's like, I don't need to know stuff. 1, 2. 1, 2, slip, 2. 1, 2, slip, 2, 3, 2, roll, under, 4, 2, 5, 6, 1, 2.
Like, see, you're smart in that. You're smart in that, bro.
See, I made that last couple up. But. Other than that, horse drawing.
Yep. Did you just say horse what?
Drawing.
Oh, nice.
Talk about the robo-taxi thing. I think.
So. Oh, yeah. It's just supposed to be like a self. It's like a Waymo, but like an Elon's version.
But you buy it, though, right?
Yeah, you buy it.
Is that what you can send out and have work for you?
Yeah.
But I always think it's pretty trippy. Like, do you think our kids are going to drive?
Fuck.
Because everything's self.
The robo taxi. No,
probably not.
Oh, so it's just the Tesla Model 3 or whatever, but a taxi?
No, it's like a whole, like, it looks like a van almost, huh?
Did you see
it? It looks like the same as the Model 3s.
Oh, no, he came out with a new one.
Oh.
I saw it on X.
Well, it's totally on, like, this is Robotaxi, Tesla.com.
But you buy it, and then you can, it goes out, works for you, makes money for you.
Yeah, that's sick.
And it also drives you around whenever you want.
No, but imagine, like, when our kids are 16, 17, and they're going to want to drive, or no?
I think it'll take longer than that for them to be obsolete, but probably in the next 50 years, there probably won't be no driving, dude.
Dude, but everything, how fast advances are coming.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
They're saying that...
Well, and then they would have complete control over travel, you know, like, if they wanted to. If they had everything electric like that, then they could have complete control over...
The Bob Lazar stuff, though, was interesting on how, like, he was back engineering...
The propulsion?
Propulsion, yeah, because there wasn't, like, heat that came out the back. Like, what if they did back engineer that, and they do know that, and they have that, and they're waiting to release it to the public. And then once they do, everything, our whole world's going to change as we know it.
I think they were saying something like the government's like 50 years ahead of what they released.
I've heard something like that. That makes sense. I feel like that when I have conversations with, like, I'm like 50 years ahead of you guys. Yeah. Just, you know.
Humbly. You're just downplaying the dumb. You're playing off the dumb.
Do you still think Sheldon's in the Illuminati?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think he is, low-key. Yeah.
Dude, I had... God, I wish I still had that fucking phone call. I was so high on marijuana.
And I was Michael so high on me.
Really? That's two different highs?
Like, Danny, dang! It was like 2 hours, and I just put him on speaker, and he's like... You're just going off. I recorded the conversation,
too. I wonder what I was doing, dude, because I don't remember that at all. Oh, I remember having a 2-hour conversation.
Like, something just hit you, like, dude, he's in the Illuminati.
Yeah. Well, there was signs, like my black ring.
Your owl tattoo.
Did you even have it on there?
I've had this aura ring for like 8 years, so I definitely had it when we were talking. And then after one of my fights, like the lab symbol, the lab is like that. And after my fights, like everyone did it, Benson always did it. So after one of my fights, I threw that up, and that probably didn't help the situation.
Yeah. The Jay-Z?
I honestly don't remember a lot of that.
The face tattoos, the star tattoo, you said something about this tattoo.
Oh, and I thought your chest tattoo was Moloch. I thought that was a demon.
Yeah, you thought a lot of shit. Yeah. But I was like, damn. Maybe I am. I was like, don't know. I was like, do you think they emailed me? Like, how did you?
As you convinced?
I'm like, shit, dude. No, but I was asking, like, how do you think? What do you think they emailed me or like came up to me? Like, how do you think I got in? I don't remember what you said, but I remember asking you that. But then you had mom convinced.
Oh,
she's like, well, if you are like saying shit, like I'm like mom.
Well, if you are,
yeah, you had mom convinced.
Good. See, at least I was convincing.
Yeah.
He was at the Epstein Island. How we just can't prove
Chill,
it. Sorry. Allegedly.
But mom, how long were you on meth until mom finally came around to it?
Came around to believing you were the Illuminati?
No, believing you were, because I think you were just like denied.
You were like functional though, like you were just chilling.
No, it was off and on. I went through a phase of being homeless, chasing it. Then I went through a phase of not selling it, and I ran a company for 2 years on it. I was making $100,000 a year, and I talked to the highest level of management every single day. So I was, I didn't do that though. I was like that when I was like homeless and chasing it. But then when I was running the business, I had something to do and I could sleep, and I always had a lot, so I never had to worry about it.
I remember you fucking used to game.
I used to, dude. I quit doing that. I got rid of my PlayStation. I never played a video
because you would game on meth.
Yeah, really? That shit was fire, dude.
Were you locked in though? Like
dialed in. I was
10 prestige. I was 900.
Dude, I was 998th in the world in team deathmatch on Black Ops 2.
Just fire.
I was, dude. I played every day basically for 2 weeks, barely sleeping.
Yeah.
No, I sleep like 2 or 3 hours, and then so I knew all the maps before everybody else. I had all the rankings. I knew everything about it, and then I didn't play, and I think it was like, no, maybe a week or maybe even a couple of days. I was at 10,000. I was like, what the fuck was the point?
Because isn't Adderall basically a similar?
Yeah,
yeah. Because I think a lot of gamers, well, I think a lot of CEO, a lot of people in general.
I've done Adderall a few times.
Meth's similar, but times 10.
Oh, shit.
I've never done
Adderall. The come down from Adderall is harder than meth, though. In my opinion, I got more depressed coming down, but that could be also because I didn't really ever come down off meth.
Yeah, if you stay up, ain't no coming down. I'm gonna write a song.
But when I had Adderall, when I was doing Adderall, someone was giving it to me like every day. So I never knew if I was gonna have it. When I had meth, I knew I was gonna.
Did you ever boof any of it?
Fuck no, dude. No, I'd eat it though. I never boofed it. Never even thought about boofing it. I know some people who did boof it, but
I would love to try boofing something just to feel something.
Feel alive.
Just to feel something. God, me and Jay have had some fucking fun trips back in the day. The Miami trip where we first met 6ix9ine.
That was fun, bro.
That trip was insane.
We were both a little nervous. It was cool that I caught it on camera. Like, about to meet 6ix9ine.
Yeah, because we first met up with Steve and the boys, drove to 6ix9ine's. They were playing a softball game. Super random. Then me and Jay get in the car with 6ix9ine, and he's driving, and we're just with 6ix9ine right now. But this is when he was, like, the man. Gooba. Yeah. Like, 6ix9ine was crazy.
I could ever get excited about meeting 6ix9ine.
It was just fun.
I was, like pretty excited, though. I was like, damn, really? 6ix9ine is a legend, fun. Bro.
We listened to his music training, like, remember? I tell her, don't dip, ride, don't play, ride, leave it to the double dip. Twist sisters, drop it down, wobble, wobble.
Yeah, I remember in the camera, he's like, off camera, Jay, cut this.
Yeah, Jay,
and you guys would talk about like some real shit for a second.
He was just a fucking character. This was right after, I think it was 26, 27, right after I fought Chris Moutinho. My hand.
26, 27.
I was 26 years old. Oh, 27. But that weekend.
Dude, that was legendary.
Thursday night went out hard. Friday night went out hard. Saturday night went out hard. I don't know if we left Sunday or Monday, but I remember we went out every single night. And it
I think the vlog flopped. Did like almost a million.
Yeah, that I would. Yeah, I actually went back and unlisted it.
Oh, did you? Why?
Yeah, because it was not. It was. It did do fat numbers, but I was talking to G. I'm like, should we re-upload it? I was like, I'm going to go back and watch a little bit of it and see what I should take out. Like,
yeah.
Because I don't want some of it. And I'm like, bro, I got to unlist this. Just because of me talking the way I was talking about
it. I don't even remember like what you said that was bad, though.
Oh, really? I was just like, I'm like, I got to get rid of that.
You guys went from boofing to talking about hanging out with 6ix9ine. So I just want to know the connection from what brought you, went from boofing and made you think of 6ix9ine. So what?
I was over the boofing conversation, then I forgot. I want to talk about all the fun trips we went to.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was just seeing if there was a connection there.
There was. We did no boofing. I've never boofed.
That was a fire trip, though.
That was fire. Texas.
Texas was sick.
Texas was probably my all-time.
Was that? Wait, when did we go on the yacht? That wasn't that same Miami trip, though, right? It was like a second one with the Nug Boys and stuff.
Yes, that was a different trip.
That was a different one.
Damn, you came fire. On. I don't even.
Yeah, dude.
I remember being on that
we
yacht.
We have vlogs of it.
I remember being on that yacht a little bit. I remember me and Steve jumping in the lake. I'm in the ocean at one point. That's about all I remember.
That was fire, bro.
That one. That was a blurry one. Don't remember a lot of
we
that.
We had some
one.
Cali ones too, like LA.
The LA ones? Oh, dude. Riding the scooters. Remember the first scooters? That was fun. You almost got a DUI. Not really, but we were driving on those scooters just like. Were you on my back?
Yeah, I was on the back of you.
I was just like focusing. That was fun. The scoots, LA. I remember after, I was like, I want to come to LA after every fight and do this. It was just cruising down Santa Monica on the scooters. That was fun as hell.
I remember the very first vlog that I did with you was the Quintet.
Oh,
that was the
shit.
very first.
Dude, that was, I'm pretty sure that was like December.
You were still suspended, I think.
2019.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude.
That was fun. Fucking had to go grab old Takanori Gomi's neck.
Yeah. I just remember, I don't know why this moment, we were kind of like chilling in the hotel lobby. And I was like, just looking at all the UFC fighters, like legends, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then I asked you, I was like, bro, like, how do you feel? He's like, they should be like, I'm in their presence or something like that. Like, they should be happy to see me. I was like, damn, that's fire. That was before, like, you, like, blew up all crazy.
That's funny. Well, shout out. We had some good teammates. Gilbert Burns, Anthony Smith, and then Rumble Johnson, RIP. Yeah. He was funny, dude. He was a good dude.
Yeah.
He was fucking huge. But he was a good soul. Then I grappled against Gilbert. No, I got Gilbert Melendez.
Mm-hmm.
Takano Gomi, and then Hector Lombard. That was terrifying. I'm not going to lie. I was so scared.
You got your deal.
Just because I heard before I went in.
That he was mean or what?
I heard he rips people's knees off. So before I'm like, hey, dude, how's it going? Yeah, like, I'm nice. I'm nice. I'm little. Look at me. I'm little. I'm nice. Trying to like, you know, make it to where he's not like, all right. I don't know what he thought about me before, but I'm like, hey. But he grabbed my shit. I don't even know if it hurt or if I needed to tap. I was like tapping so fast. But
that was a fun
Quintet,
trip.
That was fun.
Doing the pods at Tim's old room, remember?
The extra room. That was fun. Good old, some OG.
OG shit. Some fun OG times, bro. Shit. Now we grown up. Dads
now we
and
grown
shit.
Up. Dads and shit. Got daughters and shit.
For real.
Just working and shit. I feel your blood. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty much all I got to say.
Dude, I gotta piss.
Mike's got to pee.
I got to pee, too.
Jay's got to pee.
Doing well. Coming soon. Let him know,
Doing
Sugar
well.
Shay.
Coming soon. Yeah. Peace, fellas. That's fire.